I don't know about you, but I don't like to be criticized. I don't mind criticizing others, but I have found through many years of experience that those others don't seem to like receiving my criticism. So today's way, love criticism, would seem to go against human nature. And that goes for both aspects of the way. It is hard for us to love being criticized, and we can get ourselves in a lot of trouble if we love giving criticism. Certainly, we have a lot of good reasons not to love being criticized. It's painful. We don't want to think that we have faults. It seems to mean that people don't like or respect us. It makes us think negatively of ourselves, and none of us like that. So how can we learn to love criticism? First, appreciate there are times when people do welcome criticism. A politician hires image consultants who tell him that he should look, speak, and dress differently. If someone would come and tell you, you left your headlights on, you would welcome being told. Even if he said, you jerk, you left your headlights on, you probably would thank him. When people have marital difficulties, they go to a marriage counselor who often will give them heavy criticisms. Why are people happy to get criticisms in these situations? Because we appreciate the consequences of not being criticized. The politician could lose the election, your battery could go dead, your marriage gets worse. This is a principle you could apply to any criticism that you receive. Life has important consequences. It isn't limited to politics, cars, or marriage. If you want to succeed at living, you need to be using all your potential. Being made aware of mistakes you are making helps you change, avoid the negative, and achieve the positive. If you are a teacher and someone tells you that you speak above people's heads, that's painful. But if you want to be an effective teacher, you need to know so that you can learn to teach effectively. If your wife tells you that she feels you are insensitive, it's painful and maybe seems unfair. But if you value your relationship with your wife, it is an indication that you need to make changes. If your spiritual advisor tells you that you are wasting your life and brings evidence, the criticism will hurt, but it can lead to you not wasting your life. You can limit the pain of criticism and therefore make it easier to receive by reminding yourself of a few basic techniques. First, nobody is perfect. We all have faults. Faults don't indicate we are bad people. We are souls. We want to be good and we want to get rid of our faults. So even serious faults don't reflect on who we are. A proof of that is the spiritual uplift we get by doing tshuva on Yom Kippur and the efforts we make on that day to act differently and change ourselves. Also, remember that pain passes, but the results are lasting. If you change for the good because of criticism, you've grown permanently, while the pain you felt from the criticism goes away quickly. The best advice for receiving criticism is to not wait for people to criticize you. Seek it out from them. Most people are afraid to criticize, even when they see things you are doing that deserve criticism. If you ask them what criticisms they have, they will tell you. Appreciate that not all criticism is valid. People's perceptions can often be mistaken, but don't jump to answer criticism and justify yourself. Say thank you and go back and think about it. The rabbis say judge everyone to the side of merit, even the one who is criticizing you. Even when you think the criticism is unfair, think if there is some aspect of it that you can learn from. One of Reb Noach's favorite one-liners was, the battle for life is a battle for sanity. Human beings are fighting a war with themselves to see things the way they really are and to focus on what's important instead of following after the desires of the body. Look at criticism as a tool for sanity. Someone giving you objective feedback on the things you are doing wrong helps you overcome the insanity of the body, which tries to avoid anything that would require you to change. This way is the second aspect, to learn to love giving criticism. This is actually one of the 613 mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Tochacha. Since the mitzvah Tochacha is one of the fundamental mitzvahs that established the need for Eishet Torah and the requirement for outreach to other Jews, we will do it separately as part two. Stay tuned.